Hey, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about why it's important to continually post on social media. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. I know everybody thinks they should be posting on social media, but do you actually understand the reason why you need to be posting on social media on a consistent basis? And this is a conversation I seem to have quite a lot of times. People post once a week or once a month, or they post stuff that's not really relevant to the business and so on. But I just want to kind of cover this off a little bit. So one of the reasons why we post so often on social media for our clients is that their clients, they get a couple of things from it. So the first thing that they get is that they get that they are still in business, that they are consistent, and they're still in, just cleaning my camera lens, they're still in business and they're still relevant, and they actually exist. You know, there's nothing worse than going on a website and you're looking at this website and you're going, is this website up to date? Is this company even still in existence? And of course it's a little bit easier now because you can click the social media links and there they are hopefully posting. Or even worse, you click the social media links and there's like one post from 2 years ago and you're like, this company's not even in existence anymore. And so what it's doing is it's building a lack of confidence for people, because they're like, I don't even know whether, you know, do I buy online? Do I press buy now? Because if not, and they've gone out of business, where's my money going to go? And so it's just remind people that you actually exist. But then the second bit here is that it's to build some level of trustworthiness. It's not about just the fact that you exist. It's the fact that you're building consistency, that you're building authenticity. So, for example, when we're sending Facebook ads or Google ads, we still have to be posting social media content. And some people go, well, no, I don't want social media content. I'm just going to run Facebook ads. And Facebook ads aren't enough. Because what happens is people land up on your Facebook company page and they don't buy straight away. They check you out. And you might not believe this is true, or you might not care, either of which aren't relevant. That's what people are doing. People are checking you out. People go on Google, they type in your name, they type a business name, they go to any Google reviews, which is why it's important to continually try and get Google reviews. And so this is why you're supposed to be posting out on social media as often as, you know, possible. And we post out on behalf of our clients. So one of the things that we do, for example, is we create little news stories and then we post that on social media and then we embed the post in their website and then it drives people back to the website and so on. So it's about traffic, continually generating traffic. And again, don't forget, if we go right back down to the bare basics of what marketing actually is number one, making sure that people know you exist, and number two, can you actually help them? And if you're posting on social media and you're sending people back to your website, maybe about the latest news item, then they certainly know that you exist. And now they're on your website and your website's job is to try and capture their details in some way, or to, you know, present with them with something that they might want to buy or sign up for or download or join a group or whatever that happens to be. Download a free report, join a group of some kind. So this is really why you should be posting on social media. It's not for vanity. It's not for, well, I got 4 likes. Or even worse, well, I'm not getting any likes, so I'm going to stop posting. That's just crazy. That is beyond crazy. Look at me getting all animated about that. It's crazy. I don't understand that. What the hell are you doing? Oh, well, my Facebook page, it's only got 4 likes, so I'm not going to post. Yeah, but if 3 out of those 4 people are giving your business, that's crazy. Why are you stopping posting? It's like when I did my videos, and even to this day I still don't get a huge amount of views on my videos. It drives me mad. Some days it goes up and, you know, we do really well, and other days we hardly get any. Does that mean I'm going to stop posting videos? Of course not. You've got to continually post content out there so that people know that you exist, people are resonating with your message, and at some point people might just buy. And it might be, you know, it might be 12 years. Let me give you an example. I stood up on stage at the Manchester Property Networking Club. It doesn't even exist anymore, as in its original format. Richard Shepherd moved down south.
We had a falling out, actually, interestingly, because he was off on this really wacky thing about anti-vax, just bizarre. But anyway, I was on stage and I was talking about websites, whatever it was, and that was 2009, and then in 2019, the guy phoned me up, who was in the audience, and he wanted to buy a website, and it took him 10 years to buy that bloody website. But in that 10 years, I've been putting content out, and he knows who we are, and builds trust, and all the other stuff. And that's the whole point of doing it, is that it builds trust, it makes people know that you're here and you're around, and that you're continually around. And for those people who want to buy now, great, but those people who take 10 years to buy, that's also great. But you can't do that if you're not posting content on a regular, consistent basis. And this is what I see. People aren't getting the instant results. I don't know, I'm not getting instant results, so let's switch it off. And it's like your feet weep from gold, and you stop digging, and you go home with nothing because you stop digging. That's not how marketing works. You've got to keep going and going and going. That is how it works. That's marketing. There's so many marketing messages out there. How on earth are you going to get above the noise, especially if you give up already? Well, you're not. So it's going to fail. That's why it fails. You've got to keep going and going and going. And you've got to market, you know, multi-channel, omnipresence marketing. You know, the banner on the side of a bus, the billboard, the Facebook ads, the podcasting, the videos, the taxi covered in your stuff, the, you know, leaflet drops, the networking events, the free guide downloads, all of it is relevant. Every single one of it is relevant. And you decide, no, I ain't going to do any of it because marketing doesn't work. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, I hope that's useful. A little bit controversial there, maybe. I don't think it is. You need to market. That's the bottom line. You want more business, you need to market. Let me know what you guys think in the box down below, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.